So Todd, we're talking about football, and recently there was the World Cup bidding process that occurred, and the English campaign lost to the Russian, and the American campaign lost to Qatar. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it was a bit tough. I thought actually that the U.S. was deserving. Actually, I think the vote was relatively close. The U.S. actually was a really good candidate because it has the stadiums, it has the infrastructure, it has the transportation networks, it has a really large multicultural population. So there's people from every country in the world. It has the media set up. Really, it had everything. So I was actually surprised it didn't get it. But then after reading about the bid that won, Qatar, I was understanding. They seem to have a really good pitch. You know, these are not going to be for another 12 years, and the stadiums that they're proposing are going to be really high-tech and just marvels of architecture. And the stadiums that we have now are going to be 12 years old by the time the World Cup would come around. So that makes a lot of sense. Plus, I've always wondered what a World Cup would be like if you had it in one central location. And Qatar is relatively small, so people won't have to travel that much. So I think that's kind of a benefit. I think, you know, a lot of my friends have been to the World Cups, and they say that actually having the game so spread out is kind of a hassle.
Right.
So that might be good. But actually, to be honest, what really surprised me was that Australia didn't get it. I thought Australia was the best choice. I thought Australia was a better choice than the U.S. and Qatar. They've never had it in that region before. They have all the stadiums recently built for the Olympics in 2000. They love football or soccer. They're always competitive in the World Cup. Very festive atmosphere. Very multicultural like the U.S. So I thought they were the perfect candidate, but they came in third. Or I think they were voted out first. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I was surprised by that as well. I thought, you know, Australia would be a really good, you know, choice.
So of the three, so if it was the U.S., Qatar, and Australia, who would have you chosen?
I would have chosen Australia because it's never been there before. I think they would make a real kind of, you know, you saw the Olympics there, and it was a real success. And I think, you know, having been to Australia, I think some, you know, they don't really have like a very good like transportation network just because it's kind of so big and the cities are so kind of far away from each other. I think it would have really helped to kind of develop that side of Australia. And like you said, you know, the festive kind of spirit of Australian culture, I think would have made for a really kind of a memorable World Cup.
Yeah, I agree. Although, you know, on the other hand, you know, I think most of the world doesn't know very much about Qatar. And we can look at what China recently did in the Olympics. There was a lot of skepticism about how they would handle the Olympics, and they did a phenomenal job. So I guess everybody just has to keep an open mind and hope for yet another great World Cup.